I want to just once again say how thankful I am to be here and how thankful that I am today that all of you are here. And I thank God for every privilege that He grants to share His Word with someone. And I have a reading that I want to share with you this morning that is probably so familiar to all of you. And I really honestly thought about this morning, that this is probably something that many of you may have even throughout the course of your life and Sunday school, or perhaps even on your own, memorized to where you could quote it. And so I'm going to just say that as I read this morning, if you want to do that, if you even want to quote it out loud, just feel free. But I'd like to read the 23rd Psalm in its entirety. And so if you would like to read with me, please turn to Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. My message today, the title of my message will be The Green Pastures of God. Last Sunday evening, when the quartet sang, I was sitting there on the front pew, and as they sang that song about the gentle shepherd, the Lord moved up on my heart and impressed me with this thought. And that's what I'd like to share with you today, the green pastures of God. Oftentimes, I know, for myself anyway, with preaching, you can just be sometimes almost bowled over, overpowered with a thought. And you begin to study and begin to think, I don't really know how this is going to come out. I know what I'm feeling. I know what I want to try to say. And just pray that the Lord will help me to convey those thoughts. I think that if we were to take a type of survey, a census perhaps, if we were to ask those that read the Bible the question, what is your favorite psalm? Or perhaps if we were to ask the question of the 150 psalms contained in the book of Psalms, what is the most familiar psalm to you? Probably a high percentage of the people would answer that it's this psalm, the 23rd Psalm. It's been used many times, many different situations, and it certainly is a psalm of great comfort. I mean, every verse of the verses that are included in this psalm, every one of them that you read just lend great comfort to the child of God. And the people of God in the scriptures, the Lord often referred to His people as His sheep. And I want to spend a few moments and talk about that, about God referring to His people as His sheep. You know, there were a lot of animals spoken about in the scriptures. And God certainly could have used any of them. He could have used anything that He wanted to reference His people. But God spoke of us as His sheep many times in the scriptures. And I want to tell you what I believe about that, or at least some of what I believe about it. I don't believe that the Lord chose to call us His sheep and refer to us as His sheep just for lack of a better word. I believe there was a purpose in doing that, in Him doing that. I believe that there are things when we compare natural and spiritual. I believe there are things about those sheep that bore a resemblance to the people of God. I believe there was a resemblance between the two. And I think there were things in that that the Lord certainly saw and things that He wanted to use in that way. And I'm going to have to confess this before you today that I don't know a great deal about sheep. I've never owned sheep. I've never been a shepherd of sheep. Some of you here today perhaps have much more knowledge of them than what I do, so perhaps I may say something wrong in talking about them, because I can only speak about, and I'm talking about the animal, a natural sheep, I can only speak about things that I have seen and things that I have read about them and trying to research. And some of the points that I want to make, and I'll just make a few, to me they seem to be a very gentle animal, somewhat of a passive animal. You don't see sheep going out like you would perhaps a pack of ravenous wolves and attacking other animals and preying on other animals. They seem to be somewhat of a calm, docile animal, very peaceful. Sheep seem to have a tendency to flock together, but they do sometimes also stray away from the flock, and they have to be retrieved. Sheep appear to be from, and I base this upon things that I have read about them, research that I read, they seem to be a very needy creature. It seems that things that I have read about them, which were basically written by shepherds, that sheep need a lot of care. There's a lot of things that have to be done in the care of them. They don't survive well on their own. They need a lot of attention. They also seem to be a very submissive animal. And we can read about that in the scriptures, in the writings of Isaiah, when it was talking about, prophesying about the coming sufferings of the Lord. And it talked about how that He would be as the sheep before her shearers is dumb. They're sheared without complaining about it, without making a fuss about it. So they're a very submissive animal. I will say this, that this one perhaps was a little bit harder to take. You may get a little bit of a kick out of this, or maybe you won't, but when I read about sheep, written about them by people that raise them and keep them and tend to them. And when I read this and I thought about the Lord using them in reference to His people, I wondered, well, perhaps maybe I wondered what He was trying to tell us. But I read that sheep are generally not highly intelligent animals either. But you know, honestly, when I read that, I thought about it. I thought about how that, you know, there are some characteristics of sheep that are not real pleasant. But yet it is the Lord that has called us as his people, the sheep of his pasture and his people and his flock. And so I tried to think about those points, and I thought about that when I read it, and I thought about how that it's so true. And Brother Meredith already took one of my verses this morning, but I thought about how it's true that, you know, the Lord, he doesn't want us to depend upon our own wisdom. He doesn't want us to try to guide ourselves by our own knowledge and our own wisdom. He wants us to look to him. And the verse that we heard in Sunday school this morning was from the third proverb, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths." And so, nevertheless, these are the few things that I wanted to say when we're talking about sheep. Now, there are two things that, from what I have read in the Bible and what I have read from other writers about them, there are two things that sheep absolutely need. In order for their well-being, there are two things that they must have, and that is a shepherd and pasture. They've got to have those things for their well-being. And we read about in the scriptures, and there are some more verses that I would like to share with you. But we read about in the scriptures, Ezekiel wrote about it and others wrote about it. Zechariah wrote about it. Zechariah chapter 13, I believe it is, spoke about it, and he said, prophesying of the coming sufferings of the Lord, he said, "Smite the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered." Without a shepherd, that's what happened. Ezekiel wrote about it as well. Without a shepherd, the sheep are scattered. So they have to be maintained. They've got to be kept together. And so sheep need a shepherd. And they need pasture, because in the pasture, there the things that they so desperately need are provided in the pasture. I want to read some more verses. If you would, turn with me to Ezekiel chapter 34. And I want to read a few verses there. And then I also have a verse that I want to read from the Gospel of John. "For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seeketh out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered. So will I seek out my sheep, and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people, and gather them from the countries, and will bring them to their own land, and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them in a good pasture, and upon the high mountains of Israel shall their fold be. There shall they lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountains of Israel. I will feed my flock, and I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God." And in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, and you don't have to turn there and read it unless you would like to, but in the 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, in the parable of the sheepfold, Jesus said, "I am the door. By me, if any man will enter, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and shall find pasture." Now we read there in Ezekiel chapter 34, of course, Ezekiel prophesied during the years that these people of God were enslaved. They were in captivity in Babylon. And God wanted to bring them out of that captivity and bring them into their own land. He said that he would feed them and he would provide for them in their own land, that he had a good fat pasture for them. And friends, I want to, and I suppose the point that I have today and the thought that is upon my heart today is that God has good pasture for his people. He has good places for us. He can raise us up together and make us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And God has good things for us and will do good things for those of us as his people. I don't know what the situation was in the life of David when he wrote this psalm. I've often thought about that. There may be those, I never, to be honest with you, I never really tried to research it that much. There may be those through the use of commentaries and other things that have written their views on what they think about it. I really don't know what the situation was when David wrote this psalm, but it seems to me like that in the writing of it, with the reference to the fact that God would make his people to lie down in the green pastures, that he would lead them beside the still waters, seems to me to indicate strongly that God has that for us that is so calm and so serene and so peaceful if we will but follow him to those places where he has for us. You know, Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. And when we take that yoke upon us, the Lord told us that we can find rest for our souls. We can find rest in the Lord. There's a lot of turmoil in the world today. Let me say this, even to us as Christian people, if we allow it to, the trials and the trouble and the turmoil of life can overtake us, and they can trouble us far beyond what they ever should trouble us. But I want you to always remember something, that God has good pasture land for you and I. He has good places to lead his sheep into. He's got places, friends, if you can imagine this from a natural standpoint, because the green pastures here were in reference to pastures having young, tender grass to feed upon. Not grass that was grown up to the point that it needed to be mowed or something, but the green pastures were having reference to lush, green, fertile pastures where the grass was young and tender and a good place for the sheep to go and to graze. And you know, the sheep, again, from what I have learned in trying to study, the sheep, when they were led to the pasture by the shepherd, they were in a place where they could frolic. They were in a place where they could feed. They were in a place where they could relax. They were in a place where they could rest, and in a place where they could be content with their surroundings and what was there before them. And friend, listen, in the good, green, beautiful pastures of God where he leads his people to, God has everything there for his sheep that we could possibly need to make us content and to satisfy our longing souls. And sometimes the best thing for us to do is to just reach out to God and to just call upon the name of the Lord and ask him to deliver us from these things that afflict us and trouble us, and beg God that he might just lead us beyond those things into the green pastures where we might feed upon the holy things of God and where we might find contentment and be satisfied. If you can imagine it, As I said, from a natural standpoint of this big, beautiful meadow or pasture where everything that's needed there is provided, and the grass is so green and the sky is so blue and the wind is so calm and it's so peaceful in that place. It is. It's peaceful in the arms of the Lord, isn't it? I don't know. I want to go back to, I don't know what David may have been facing when he wrote this psalm. I've tried to think about other things. You know, David had a lot of turmoil in his life. He faced a lot of battles, went out to war many times, had a lot of enemies. We read about that a lot in the book of Psalms, about David's enemies and other things that he faced. And I don't know, perhaps he was inspired to write this psalm when God had perhaps delivered him from some kind of trial that he was facing. Or perhaps, and I've thought about this at times, perhaps, you know, David, having been a shepherd boy himself, perhaps there was a time when he was out there in the woods there, the wilderness or whatever, where he was at keeping his father's sheep. We read about David having kept his father's sheep. And perhaps there were times when David was out there and he had led his father's sheep to the pasture where they could feed and where they could relax. And perhaps it may have been in that setting that God inspired him to write this beautiful psalm and gave him the thought there that it's the Lord that's my shepherd. I want to tell you something, friend, today. If the Lord is not your shepherd, you ought to seek that he would become that. And when he does, you're not going to want. The Lord is my shepherd, David said, and I shall not want. God won't leave us lacking. He won't leave us in want of anything. Friends, listen, when God supplies your needs, they will be fully supplied. God will fully supply your need. Paul wrote to the Philippians, I believe it was, and he said, "My God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory." If the Lord is your shepherd, you won't be in want of anything. Because he'll lead you beside the still water. He'll lead you to the places where, you know, not a raging, rushing river. Not a place where the water, like I saw the other night out on 65 from the floods there in the ditches, that it had rained so hard there that the water was just rushing down the ditches there. And it was a violent, raging water. And that's not what God will lead us to, and that's not what David was talking about in the Psalms. He said he'll lead us beside the still waters. He'll lead us to that stream that's so calm and so peaceful there, where you can dip into it and take a drink of the calm stream of the Lord, and your soul, you know what I'm talking about. Those of you that have been saved and the Lord is your shepherd, you know what I'm talking about today, about, you know, sometimes when things are so disturbing and life seems to be so, you know, hard to deal with and out of control, and you can find this hiding place in the Lord, and you begin to pray and you begin to call upon the name of the Lord, and the next thing you know, God has led you to this peaceful place where none of those things seem to matter, and none of them oftentimes even seem to exist, because you're just laid back there in God's green pasture, drinking from the still waters. The soul has been made to be calm. spirit's no longer troubled. Oh, listen. I want to say this. If you're here today and you're lost, you don't know what you're missing. It's so good in God's pasture. I'm thankful to be counted among the sheep. David was a good shepherd. I believe he was a good shepherd because he took care of his father's sheep. He protected them. No doubt many times he did lead them to the pasture and make them to lie down there. And he took care of them and he protected them. He told us that he did. We read in when he went to face Goliath, we read how that he related the account of a time when he was keeping his father's sheep, and there was a bear that came against them, and there was a lion that came up against them trying to get the sheep, and David rose up against them, and he slew both the bear and the lion. He protected the sheep. Listen, friends, God takes care of his sheep. He leads us to the still waters. He makes us to lie down in the green pastures. He protects his people. If you will just but look to the Lord and depend upon him, God will overshadow you and he will protect you from the evils of this world, to where they won't harm you the way that they would if you walk outside of his will. And I'll tell you something I don't understand. As good as God is to us, I just don't understand why oftentimes there are sheep that want to leave the shepherd behind. They just go away. They take off. They stray. They run away. And I'm talking about the spiritual sheep. I'm talking about the people of God. Oftentimes, God is doing so much for us. He's providing for us. He's caring for us. He's protecting us. And yet oftentimes the sheep, his children, want to take off and run away. I don't understand that. But I'll tell you what I do believe. And I stand on this. In the day that you and I live in, that you cannot forsake the Lord's church without forsaking the Lord. Can't be done. Those that leave the flock, those that run away, those that distance themselves from the other sheep, they don't only leave the other sheep behind, they leave the shepherd behind. And I'll guarantee you, out there when the sheep get away from the flock, you know, there have been people, I'm being honest here, there have been people that have tried in my life to convince me that they could live their life as well outside of the church as they could in the church, and nobody has ever convinced me of that. When a sheep leaves the flock and goes out there, I want to guarantee you that every time that sheep goes out there, that he is among the wolves, and the wolves are going to be looking to prey on that sheep, and it's not safe out there for the sheep. The sheep need to stay together in the flock with the other sheep and with the shepherd, and when we do that, God will lead us beside the still waters and give us a good, cool, spiritual drink. He gives us that water where we never thirst anymore. Produces in us a well of water that springs up into everlasting life. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." You know, the Lord's sheep will follow him. I believe that. I believe that. That his sheep will follow him.
And we ought to go wherever the shepherd bids us to go, we ought to go. Because, listen, he is never wanting to lead us to the rocky terrain. God's not wanting to lead us in a bad direction. He may lead us through that at times, but that's not what he's wanting to lead us to. And listen, whatever God brings you to, he'll bring you through. And God may lead us through various things at different times, and we may have to cross the rocky ground sometimes to get to where we're going. We may have those red seas at times, but listen, when God brought Israel out of the Exodus on the Exodus, yes, the Red Sea was there. They had a problem there. They had a barrier there. It was on the path of the Exodus, but God was not leading them to the Red Sea. He was leading them to the lush, fertile land of Canaan, a land flowing with milk and honey. And God is always leading us to something good. Sometimes I'm afraid we begin to follow the Lord and we wonder, well, why the trial? Well, it's just something we got to cross. It's just some rocky land that we got to cross, something we got to get through. But be assured that God has a green pasture out there for you. He's got a place where he's leading you to where you can frolic and rest and feed on the goodness of the Lord. The Lord knows his sheep, and they listen to his voice and they follow him. I want to say today to all of us as the people of God, and we have to face the reality of things. I believe that life, the things that surround us in life, can really get you down if you let it. It can really distract you from the things of the Lord if you let it. All too often in situations, I believe that life begins to control people rather than people controlling life. And it can really get you down. But you remember this, that in the midst of all of it, God has wonderful, beautiful, peaceful, green pastures that he can lead you to. There you can find the peace and the consolation that you need. And when you get there, when you find that, when God takes you there and makes you to lie down in the green pasture, isn't it an awesome place to be? I mean, what a wonderful feeling to know that you found that in the Lord, that you found that can calm and assure the soul. What a wonderful place to be. I appreciate your attention. That's my message to you today. I hope that it's been a help to somebody in some way. And the Lord has so much to offer us. Now, one day, for those of us that know him and a pardon and forgiveness of sin, one day we're going to go to the big pasture. One day we're going to go live in God's eternal land, and we'll never be troubled with anything ever again. But along the way in this life, God has that place to assure us and to comfort us even while we're here.
And we need to lean on Him and seek Him that He might lead us to those peaceful places. And I appreciate your attention today. And I wonder if someone may have something on your heart. Brother Ronnie? Okay.